KQED.
California officials agreed yesterday to transfer thousands of inmates from two Central Valley prisons plagued with Valley fever. The move comes a week after a federal court issued an order to enforce a new prison medical policy that bars the state from housing inmates who are susceptible to the fungal disease in the prisons where it's most prevalent. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
18 inmates at Pleasant Valley and Avenal State Prison have died from Valley fever in the last year and a half. Hundreds more have suffered from its flu-like symptoms. Joyce Hayhoe, with the federal receiver in charge of prison medical care, calls the prisons hotspots for the disease.
The overwhelming majority of cases of people coming down with Valley fever originate from those two facilities.
Earlier this year, the federal receiver directed the state to transfer 2,500 inmates at the prisons known to be susceptible to the disease. That includes medically high-risk inmates and all African-American and Filipino prisoners.
The whole point of our directive was to prevent serious illness and death.
Corrections Secretary Jeff Beard said last week that his department is already grappling with a court order to reduce overcrowding in the prisons. The receiver's medical directive forces him to shift thousands of inmates into other facilities that don't necessarily have room.
And what I want to be sure that we do is that we do the right thing and that we're careful and thoughtful in what we do, because the last thing we want to do is destabilize other institutions.
The department has transferred 560 inmates from the Central Valley prisons this year. Secretary Beard said he wanted to wait for a recommendation from experts at the Federal Centers for Disease Control, who recently toured the facilities, before moving thousands more inmates. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.